This is the Triple M Sunday Rub for McDonald's Marine Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy. Funny game football. Adam Treloar changed clubs in the off-season. His former club was beaten last night. His current club, which is all he is interested in, sits 4-0 at the top of the ladder, and he got the votes yesterday. A very popular member of the AFL community joins us on the line now, Adam Treloar. How are you here, Ad? G'day, how are you?
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to speak to you. I reckon you'd wake up this morning with a pretty big smile on your face, as would all your teammates and every Western Bulldogs supporter out there.
Yes, mate. It was obviously nice getting away and getting to Ballarat. First time playing up there. It was nice and chilly for us. but, yeah, it was a really good game from the get-go, really. And the breeze out there was quite going one way was very strong. And for us to defend the way that we did, I guess, against the breeze and then, you know, be able to defend the way we did for the most part of the game is very pleasing. I feel like we did leave a little bit out there, though, with our connection going inside 50. But in saying that, that's just my footy hat being on. I am very happy. I'm very happy that we won the game and I'm looking forward to next week's contest now.
Hey, Adam, congratulations on your start to the season, especially off that interrupted preparation. What was it yesterday? 29 possessions, 18 contested possessions, as well as 10 tackles. That is a phenomenal day. Now, you started in that round one game against Collingwood on the wing. Am I right in thinking you're probably playing a bit more inside as you know, the season has progressed?
Yeah, you're spot on, I think. I think with obviously the limited preparation coming into the season and not really having much game time and I'm still kind of learning as I'm going, being at the footy club, obviously being a new player and learning the new system. I guess Bevo wanted to protect me in a way and I guess kind of welcome me back and not put too much pressure on me. So it was nice. It was nice to spend a bit of time outside, play a bit of wing time, high forward time. But I think the last couple of weeks, the plan was always to, I guess, get me inside and use my strengths and play me inside. And getting that balance now with, obviously, myself, Bont, Jacko, Dunks and Libba, getting that cohesion and really gelling together it's been very good. The last couple of weeks, I've obviously played predominantly midfield. So, thoroughly enjoying it. Like I said, I'm still learning on the go, but, thoroughly enjoying it.
Do you go to Bevo and say, Bevo, I want to play on ball in the middle because I think that's where my best position was? A little bit lost in the first round, playing out in the wing and then play against West Coast Eagles and you absolutely brained him out of that middle part of the ground. Is that a conversation you take to him or does he come to you and say, I want to put you in the middle this week?
No, it actually wasn't, Brownie. I didn't, it's kind of the old footy cliche that anyone says wherever they want me to play, I'll play. And that's exactly what it was. I didn't go to him and ask him to play inside because obviously we have some A-grade talent in there. For me, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoyed being able to spend a bit of time outside because I think it sort of plays to my strengths where if I can get the ball on the outside and use my legs and take the game on, it's something that I can definitely use as my strengths. But no, I didn't go to Bevo. I feel like that was always going to be the plan though, coming into the year. And like I said, the limited preparation, he kind of protected me in a way in those first couple rounds. But, I think the plan was to get me inside and I guess do my thing. And like I said, I'm thoroughly enjoying
it. Well, you're doing it well, Adam. You're doing it really well.
Thanks,
tell me what you see when you stream out the front of the square. You got the big talls. We're talking about Tim English down there over 200. You got Bruce and you've got
Norton,
who's huge. You know, a little bit of the duck in him. So do they, the physical presence and the movement, they catch your eye, those big men? Are they easy to draw the attention to and kick to than the smaller guys you might have had in front of you at the Pies?
Yeah, they definitely do. And when they're clunking him and, the way they're able to take grabs, if they don't take the grab, bring the ball to ground is so exciting for us coming out of the midfield. I think, this doesn't just happen. We've spent quite a bit of time on it. And I know, obviously, the short time I've been here and, pretty much from January onwards where we came back for pre-season, that was part of the first thing we wanted to do, and that was the cohesion with our midfielders coming inside and delivering the ball to our forwards. And I think
so are they breakdown drills or are
definitely,
more
definitely
team train drills?
I think specific base drills where it might be a stoppage setup, one team's going to win, a bit of perceived pressure, kick it to one of the forwards. And we'd play that out and gradually add a little bit more defense into it where you got to make decisions on the go and try and make it as game-like as possible. But In saying that, it's also, you know, the onus on the guy with the ball in hand and the leading forward to be able to lead to the, you know, whether it's the space, whether it's the cues that he's reading from the kick, it's things that we've spent, you know, quite a bit of time on. So, like I said, it doesn't just happen. It's not like we just click our fingers and it happens. We've spent quite a bit of time on it. And, you know, the confidence that they give us, you know, midfielders and halfback flankers and all those guys streaming through the middle to deliver the ball in space, and the confidence we get that the guys will either clunk it or bring the ball to the ground is at an all-time high. And it's a massive key to us, you know, winning games of footy. And, yeah, yesterday was well and truly on show.
We're speaking to Adam Treloar, victorious Bulldogs. They're sitting top of the ladder, 4-0 on the Sunday rub. Here's Jay Clark.
Adam, I know you're an emotional man. You've said that a couple of times now. Look at the AFL ladder. Got Western Bulldogs, 4-0. You're absolutely flying. Go down to 13th and you see Collingwood, 1-3, percentage of 90, in a bit of a hole. Can't connect out of the midfield. How do you feel when you think about where they're at and their issues at the moment?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, I am an emotional man. And I still... there's still so much, you know, love there for the Collingwood Football Club and the players there that I love and admire. And, you know, it's never fun seeing them, you know, somewhere where I was so invested and enjoyed my time. It's never fun seeing them not win and, you know, obviously struggling the way they have been. You know, I'm more, in a way, I guess, connected to the players and I feel for the players, the ones that I'm really close with. And, you know, I just want to see them succeed and have success because they're great people and, I love my time there. But in saying that, you know, I'm not playing there. So, yes, I don't like seeing them lose, but I'm not playing there. And, you know, I'm well and truly invested in how we're going and what we're doing. And, you know, I've got no doubt with the characters that they have at the footy club and the leaders that they have, they'll bounce back. And they've done it. They've done it every year that I was there. There was so much adversity that, you know, we had. And we always found ways to, I guess, overcome that. And, yeah. I guess, have a successful year. So I've got no doubt they will. But in saying that, I'm just glad that we're going well. And that's, you know, that's what my sole focus is. And that's winning games of footy for us.
Looks like you're absolutely thriving, Adam, to be fair. And whether this is a better system that suits you, I mean, it could be possible. Looks like you're taking your game to a new level in the red, white and blue. Do you feel the need to reconnect with Nathan Buckley? I mean, you were so close with him. And I hear a media interview and he says, look, he won't return my call. I can't get onto him. Have you been able to do that? And do you think you'll ever feel that need to do so?
Yeah, well, I guess in time we will. But, you know, it's a pretty busy busy schedule we got. And we've obviously
and it's still raw for you?
Is it still raw, the fact that I got traded?
Yeah.
Well, obviously it hurt me quite a bit. But no, not really, not now. You know, I've moved on. The thing that it doesn't affect me, but the thing that, I guess, kind of annoys me is that it always gets brought up. And, you know, we're four rounds into the new season and it still gets
brought up.
And it doesn't, stop and annoying it really Jay.
It doesn't really need to get brought up because, you know, it's the past. I'm not there anymore. And, you know, I've got no doubt in time Bucks and I will connect. No doubt at all. I spent 5 wonderful years there. And like I said, I loved everyone there and had a great relationship with him. But obviously, he's a busy man. I'm a busy man. I'm focused doing what I'm doing, and he's focused on what he's doing. So, I'm just wondering when it's probably going to stop getting brought up.
Well, we're not going to bring it up. Jay's not going to bring it up again. I'm not going to bring it up, Ads, because you are flying at the moment. One player at your current footy club who's flying is Tom Liberatore. Every time I see him play, his ability to get in and out of traffic and give it to somebody in a better position, he doesn't get the accolades of a Bontempelli or a McRae or even yourself, but he is such an engine room player.
Yeah, you're right, Nath. He's incredible. He, you know, he's one of those players where you admire him from afar, but you don't realise how good he is until you're actually playing with him. And, you know, I always admired him, but now being with him and being able to build that cohesion inside and the amount of grunt stuff that he does and the hard stuff and the selfless stuff that he does inside and the way he can win contested footy and get it out to the users is right up there as the best that I've seen. And you're right, he doesn't get the credit or, you know, I guess the mentions the way the other players through there do. And, But I know that doesn't affect him because he gets celebrated well and truly internally in the footy club. And, you know, the strengths that he brings are so vital to us winning games of footy, and especially through that midfield, the way that he plays and the standard that he holds himself at. It's something that, like I said, I haven't seen from many players. So I'm loving every minute I get to play with that guy. He's an absolute star.
And Adam, the other guy that you've become very friendly with, Josh Dunkley, he's tell you what, he's a star as well. He's hardness. I think it was two or three times yesterday, big smothers, big moments. He's a hard nut, and you formed a very special friendship very quickly with him.
Yeah, you're right, Duck. He's, you know, he's everyone talks about the bromance. That's what I do like talking about when I get asked questions.
yeah, Jay.
He's, yeah, we hit it off, obviously, from the get-go. But in terms of footy, he's, you know, right up there as well as probably the most selfless bloke I've played with. The stuff that he does, you know, no one else does consistently. And like I said, it might not get spoken about externally, but internally, you know, what he does and the way that he sets himself each week to, you know, be selfless, to go for those smothers, to tackle, to do the hard stuff. Like I said, it gets celebrated internally and we love it. And we never take that for granted because, you know, they're the little things that help us and, you know, help us win games of footy.
Speaking to Adam Treloar on the Sunday Rub, Mark Howty, Adam, just to take you down a slightly different path. I've got a couple of young children and they're taught about in primary school these days about resilience and they're taught a lot about mental health. And they take a fair amount from their teachers, but when their heroes come out, which are typically kids my age, are athletes, and speak openly about mental health and how important it is to keep on top of things, it has a tremendous effect on the young people in our community. And as an athlete that has had the courage to go and do that, do you understand the impact people like you, guys like you, girls like you that are speaking openly about this situation, what impact it has on the young people in our community? Because it's a tremendous service that you are doing, I reckon.
Thanks, Howie. No, I definitely do. You know, for me, when I first obviously opened up about the struggles that I've had and, you know, the struggles that I still do have, it's not like it just disappears. I'm always going to have them. I'm naturally a emotional person. I'm a person who, you know, struggles with anxiety a lot of the time, and I've been open with everything. And when I spoke about it, I never did it for, you know, I didn't do it for any other reason than I felt like it was important that people knew. And we're athletes, you know, externally, and people see us that we live this, you know, this great life, and you know, we get to play at the MCG and we play AFL and we do all the good stuff, which we do, and it's nothing that I'll ever take for granted. I'm so grateful to be able to do what I do. We are human beings at the end of the day, and we all do struggle. We all have our own mental battles. And, you know, I think the fact that people can now feel comfortable to talk about that, and gone are the times of being a big macho man who has to hide his feelings and, you know, not talk about how he feels and the struggles that he goes through. I know those times are gone. You know, I've spoken to, you know, people who played years and years ago and spoke about how they hid so much stuff. So, the fact that we can talk about it, actually go out to schools and go out to footy clubs and talk about it and get asked questions from young kids who, you know, who are struggling at the ages of 12, 13, 14, those ages where they're coming through the ranks, it's something that, yeah, something that I'll never take for granted, something that I'll always push, something that I will encourage to talk about, because if it's going to help save a life or it's going to help someone, you know, manage, I guess, maybe their anxieties or whatever they're struggling with, I'm happy to do that. And the fact that I can do that because I'm obviously seen as a public figure and people, you know, look up to you and love the fact that you can talk about it. It's something that I'll always do. So I appreciate that, Howie, because it's something that I think a lot of players can take responsibility in and deliver that message. Because like I said, we're all human beings at the end of the day. We breathe the same air. And yeah, we all have that inside of us. So, yeah, I'll keep pushing that message, no doubt.
Yeah, it's a gift you're giving the community. Just one further question on that. You mentioned anxiety and the fact you deal with anxiety. Day to day, week to week, it's obviously difficult in any situation, but on the day when you have to go to work, how do you deal with if you wake up on game day and you're feeling whatever you feel? It's hard for me to understand what you feel, but when you feel what you're feeling on a day where you have to go and perform, how do you work your way through it in that situation, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, no, that's a good question, Howie. I, you know, I ain't going to lie. I think round two this year, maybe it was definitely round two or round three. It was obviously one of those two rounds. I actually had that brief little feeling when I woke up where it was a bit of a challenge for me to, you know, get out of bed and be motivated to go and do what I have to do for a living. And, but, you know, 3-4 years ago, I probably would have lost my mind and not been able to perform. But I've got such a great support system around me, where I have so many important people in my life who I can lean on, and so many important things that I can do now that helps me get back into that frame of mind. And it's simple for me. For me, I always ask myself, why am I doing this? That's something that I always do. Why am I doing this? And, you know, I'm doing this because I love the game, but I'm doing it for my family. I'm doing it because I've been put in a position to do this and do it for my family and do it for myself, and never take anything I have for granted. I mean, you know, you laugh, but I'm 28. I feel like I'm getting old. It's my 10th year in the AFL, and, you know, I've only got footy for a certain amount of time, and I never want to take that for granted. I always want to go out there and enjoy every moment that I have. And over the last 2 to 3 years that I've spent, being able to manage that, the amount that I've seen myself grow is enormous. And, you know, I owe that to the people that I have around me. I owe that to my partner, Kim. I owe that to my family. I owe that to Jackie, my sports psych, who's now one of my closest and dearest friends, who's really helped me enormously through the times that I struggled. So I'm not sure if that answers your question, Howie, but I just have ways. I have ways to get myself into the frame of mind where, you know, I can go out there and be focused and do my job and do it to the best of my ability, but enjoy myself at the same time. Because like I said, I don't want to take anything for granted. I want to make the most of my footy career and have a fun time doing it.
I think you've answered a lot of questions, Adam. Mate, we appreciate your candor. We're stoked you're playing good footy. We're stoked things are going well for you off the footy field, a young father and all. Mate, you've made us all smile. Good luck to you and the Bulldogs. And what, you're coaching later on today? You're coaching the young blokes?
Yeah, so I coach the under-17s at Noble Park. So I'm actually here in the car park about to walk in and give the pep talk before we play. So I'm really excited.
Right, a bit of fire and brimstone from you. We appreciate it, Adam. Best of luck.